Moira Lister, Peter Pratt, and Richard Herndl in a new production of The Marquise by Noel Coward. The place is France, the chateau of Raoul, Comte de Vriac. The year, 1735.
This is a very auspicious occasion.
Splendid, Raoul. I entirely agree with you.
I wish to propose a toast, Esteban.
Adrien, your father has certainly changed these last years. I notice it especially at mealtime.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Please go on.
Miguel.
Yes, sir?
I am giving my daughter into your keeping.
Thank you, sir.
Good.
Really, Esteban.
I'm sorry.
You are both young and on the threshold of life, and your mutual happiness can only be assured by clarity of purpose and humility of spirit.
I agree with the first, anyhow.
I drink to you both. I have nothing more to say.
Oh, don't be cross, Father.
I'm not cross, Adrian. A little hurt, perhaps. I resent that the sincerity of my affection for you both should be laughed at.
No one was questioning your sincerity, Raoul.
If I may say so, Esteban, you have been facetious and annoying the whole evening.
You misjudged my mild efforts to enjoy myself.
This is a serious moment, is it not?
Oh, yes, indeed it is, Father.
Well, then.
I merely felt, Raoul, that as such, it would be a pity to overweight it with serious behavior.
I don't understand.
Ah, a few years ago you would have, but as I said before, you've changed.
We all change as we grow older.
Very well, that shall excuse you.
I wish to thank you, sir, for your toast. I will guard and protect Adrienne to the best of my ability, always.
Very nicely put, Miguel. I feel that it now devolves upon me to murmur something appropriate.
Esteban.
Yes, Raoul?
No, nothing.
Children, my very dear children, if I were a magician, the gift I would bestow upon you would be lightness of touch. But being just an ordinary man, I can only whisper to you a little advice. Enjoy yourselves as much as possible. It'll pass the time pleasantly and lead you into old age with a few gay memories to cheer you. And don't ask any more than that.
Splendid and so easy.
Jacques!
Is he ill?
Yes. No, I don't know.
I apologize, Esteban.
Oh, please. Such an estimable secretary as Jacques can afford to be a little eccentric. Where was I?
Don't ask any more than that.
Any more than what? I've forgotten.
Memories. Nice memories when we're very, very old.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. That's the thing. Now, do try and remember it, won't you?
Yes, Father.
Thank you.
Ah, well, I think that is really all I have to say.
Poor advice, Stephen. Very poor advice.
On the contrary, sound sense.
Immoral into the bargain.
Nonsense.
I'm ashamed of you.
You have no right to be.
I'm not surprised that Monsieur Richard left the room. He was probably shocked.
Moonstruck, likely as not.
Father.
Yes, Adrienne.
May I go out onto the terrace for a little? It's very hot in here.
By all means.
If Miguel would escort me.
Have you a wrap?
Yes, a shawl over there.
The presence of Father Clement at dinner invariably constrains me to drink too much.
Obviously.
You're growing old so beautifully.
You never will. You're a shallow man. I always suspected it.
A babbling brook.
Exactly.
You used to babble too, once upon a time. So prettily.
I have done many foolish things.
Raoul.
What is it?
Nothing. I should like some more wine. Sevilla, 1712.
Why?
I love remembering.
Have it your own way. Sevilla, 1712.
Madrilena.
Really, Esteban?
She loved you more than me.
Be quiet.
A lovely face, but bad legs.
Her legs were admirable.
Ha ha.
Why are you behaving like this?
Because there is a harvest moon and youth is so near.
You're mistaken. Youth is far away.
It need not be.
Autumn is a melancholy season.
It need not be.
You refuse to face unpleasant truths, Esteban.
What, for instance?
Life is nearly over for us both.
It need not be.
Do stop saying it need not be.
Come to Paris with me for a little.
I hate Paris. It is so noisy.
Do you remember the masked ball at Madame de Flomard?
Yes.
How abominably you behaved.
No worse than you.
I can see you now sailing your shoes in the fountain at the end of the garden.
Why do you try so hard to disturb me?
Do memories of the past disturb you?
Very much.
How strange. They amuse me.
I regret so many things.
I, nothing.
If my wife had lived, Perhaps you would not find me such a depressing companion.
I doubt it. It is she who is responsible for this dreary change in you. And she left behind her father, Clement, to carry on the good work.
Father Clement is here at my own request.
Oh, my poor friend. You've been bored into religion.
What do you mean?
Your wife began it. She bored you.
There's still
distraction. And now Father Clement bores you. Until gradually everything in life is beginning to bore you. You indulge yourself in a good deal of rather smug hypocrisy in order to hide the truth from yourself. Oh, you're a miserable man, Raoul. Have some more wine.
No!
Shh, not so loud. Father Clement will come down and scold you.
How dare you talk to me like
this? It has been brewing in my mind for ages.
No friendship, however great, could warrant the things you've said.
Nonsense. To your re-degeneration, Raoul.
You're a man of deplorably loose character.
Yes.
You have a pagan soul.
You helped to mold it.
Why?
In what way? All through our youth, you led the way to folly with the greatest determination. Now, take, for example, that little episode at the opera in Madrid.
Stop.
It was you who were arrested, and rightly.
Stop, I tell you.
Why don't you marry again?
I don't wish to.
Why not take a mistress?
Just stay by.
Well, now that Adrienne is betrothed, you'll be very lonely.
I shall have Father Clement.
He's so unattractive.
He is a good and worthy friend.
Scheming old money grubber.
Once and for all, will you be quiet?
Juliette, Madeleine, Suzanne Montieu, Teresa, Martha Ducrot, Felice. Where are they all now, I wonder?
I don't care.
How callous when you loved them all so much.
Love? That wasn't love.
Have you never loved them?
No. Yes.
No. No. Yes. No. He has loved. He hasn't loved. How perplexing.
I loved once. Once only. And I shall never love again. Now, are you satisfied?
No. Merely curious.
That's all you shall know of it.
Why did you never tell me?
We parted in Spain in 1730, my friend, and I never saw you again until you came here 10 years ago.
We met at court.
Casually.
Well, that was your fault. You were haughty and unforgiving.
For heaven's sake, let the past die.
And during that 12 years, while our friendship was laid aside, then, Raoul, you met your fate.
No more.
What happened to her?
No more, I tell you.
Oh, my poor friend.
It grows chilly out there after a while.
It was fortunate that you came in, Adrienne. Your father and I have been quarreling.
Quarreling?
Nothing of the sort.
A few minutes later, and you would have heard the clash of swords.
Father.
He is joking, Adrienne.
I apologize to my father, sir, if he's annoyed you.
You impudent young pup.
Adrienne, I wish so deeply that your dear mother were alive tonight.
Yes, Father.
Come into the library, Raoul.
She would have been so happy in your happiness.
Do come into the library, Raoul. You're becoming pompous again.
Esteban!
Oh, dear Father.
You must go home soon, Esteban.
I wish to talk to you first.
What about?
A subject that by rights should have been occupying our thought for some time past. Our children's future.
Very well.
If you hadn't been so eager to discuss your past misdemeanor...
You must go home very soon, Esteban.
Oh, Miguel.
What is it?
I feel very strange.
Quite naturally.
I hope I haven't caught cold out there on the terrace.
You should let me hold you in my arms.
Oh, don't be so silly.
Oh, my beloved.
It's no use going on like that.
Well, we're betrothed, dear heart.
Dear heart. How ridiculous. Dear heart.
You're not making things very easy for me.
I'm sorry.
I love you.
No, you don't.
Now, don't contradict me. Of course I do.
You will persist in this absurd pretense.
Oh, Adrienne.
Yes.
What is the matter with you?
You know perfectly well.
No, I don't.
You say you love me.
Certainly I do.
With passion. Burning, thrilling passion.
Oh, Adrienne, please.
Answer me.
Yes, with burning, thrilling passion.
I wish I had a mirror.
Why?
To show you your face when you say that.
How can you expect me to be passionate when you're so cold?
It isn't that.
You repulse every effort I make.
Oh, passion should be effortless.
Oh, you're hopeless.
Yes, I am. Utterly.
Oh, Adrienne, my dear.
Oh, leave me alone.
Don't be unhappy. Please don't be unhappy. There's no need.
Oh, there is. You don't know.
Don't let either of our fathers find you weeping tonight of all nights.
I can't help it.
Well, please try.
Tell me the truth, Miguel. You don't love me, really, do you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
With affection, yes. With sweetness and understanding that I need so badly, but...
But what?
Not the other way. Please, not the other way.
Well, that will come. In time?
I don't want it to.
You love someone else?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't dare. It's all so wretched.
Who?
You know. You must know.
Jacques Richard?
Yes.
Well, there's nothing to cry about. Does he love you?
Yes.
Well, we must talk it all over. Oh, do stop crying.
I'll try.
You haven't let him be your lover, have you?
No. Oh, no.
Your father would never hear of your marrying him.
Of course not.
No money?
None. Except what he earns by being a secretary.
Good family?
Yes, but poor. Terribly poor. Father set his heart on my marrying you, and your father has too.
I'll confess something to you.
What?
I'm in love, too.
Miguel!
She's a dancer in Paris.
Oh, Miguel, dear, dear Miguel.
I thought I should have to say goodbye to her forever.
Oh, no, never. Whatever happens, you must go on loving her always.
Ah, Monsieur Richard.
Sir?
Will you do me the favor of keeping Mademoiselle company for a few moments? I dropped my snuff box on the terrace.
I shall be charmed.
A thousand thanks.
Oh, Jacques.
Dear heart.
Oh, I love you.
Shh, Miguel.
He knows.
He knows?
Yes, I told him.
Adrienne.
I told him everything, and he told me everything. He loves someone else, too.
It's not possible.
He has been so sweet and understanding.
Oh, my dear love, my dear love.
Oh, Jacques, someone will hear.
Oh, I love you so.
And I you.
Oh, dear heart.
Oh, say that again, dear heart. How sweet it sounds.
Dear heart.
Oh, and all is not lost yet. You see, you need not have been so sad. I should really scold you for the way you behaved at supper.
Oh, I couldn't bear it, any of it.
You must go now.
Why?
Father is in the library with the Duke. They may come out.
Kiss me.
Once only.
Oh, once. Twice. Thrice.
Oh, Jacques. Jacques. Oh.
Shh. Someone's coming.
Oh.
Where is Miguel?
On the terrace, Father.
By himself?
Yes.
How very odd.
He dropped his snuff box.
Oh, I see. I'll call him. Miguel! Miguel!
Coming, Father.
Adrienne, my child, I bid you an affectionate good night.
Good night.
Mm. Sleep well and dream happily.
I'll try.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, dear Miguel.
It has been a delightful evening, Raoul. Good night.
Good night.
On second thoughts, I take that back. I hope your night is stormy and alive with mocking ghosts of the past.
You have done your best to make it, sir.
So good for you.
Come, Father.
Very well. Until tomorrow, Raoul. I'm almost certain to ride over tomorrow.
How delightful.
You look perturbed, Father.
His sins will find him out.
I don't think he will mind if they do.
That remark sounds unseemly in a child of your age.
What a lovely night.
See the pattern the trees make with the moon shining through them.
It is time you were in bed, Adrienne.
I feel so happy.
Look, there are lights on the high road.
Where?
There, just before the bridge.
Oh, it must be a coach.
It's too late for the diligence.
They're not moving.
Gypsies, perhaps, in a caravan. To bed, Adrienne.
Very well. Good night, Monsieur Jacques.
Mademoiselle, I wish you every happiness with the man you love.
Happiness is certain, as long as he continues to love me. Oh, thank you, Father.
Good night, dear.
You'll never be very, very angry with me, will you?
Angry with you? I don't understand.
Whatever happens.
You're overexcited and tired.
Oh, yes, yes. I am very tired. Good night.
Good night. Why did you behave so strangely at supper, my boy?
Did I behave strangely, sir?
You left the table abruptly while Monsieur le Duc was speaking.
I felt ill.
I'm sorry, what's wrong?
My head ached. My heart ached, too.
Oh, very peculiar. Indigestion?
Perhaps.
I have some powders upstairs.
Oh, please don't trouble, sir. I feel better now.
Wind, doubtless.
The wind in the trees.
I beg your pardon.
He's right, sir. He's right.
Who's right? What do you mean?
Monsieur le Duc, he advocates love, happiness, lightness of touch.
In God's name, sir, stop blundering.
Blundering? Are you mad?
Oh, I apologize. There's something strange in the air tonight.
What do you mean?
Nothing, sir, nothing.
Blundering? How dare you accuse me of blundering?
It slipped out, sir.
Please explain yourself.
I suddenly lost consciousness of all the things I should remember. My position in this house. My youth as opposed to your age. My respect for you as an employer. I said you were blundering because you were afraid.
Afraid?
Afraid of youth. Afraid of life. Afraid of suffering. Afraid of happiness, but I'm not. I'm young, and there's a harvest moon. I want to shout and sing and dance. You wouldn't care to dance with me, would you?
Go to bed, sir, immediately.
I shall hang out of my window and listen to the nightingale.
There are no nightingales at this time of year.
Oh, then I shall listen to the owls.
Have you taken leave of your senses?
Yes, thank God, before it's too late.
I shall talk to you in the morning.
I shall be a poet in the morning.
The boy's drunk. Mad. Who's that?
Close the window, dear. It's cold.
Eloise.
My dear, do close the window.
Where have you come from?
What does that matter?
I thought you were dead.
Oh, I should never have died without writing to you.
Eloise.
Yes.
Eloise.
Yes, dear. Eloise.
After all these years.
Have they seemed so long?
It's incredible.
The way you've managed to retain your looks, Raoul, is nothing short of magnificence.
Where have you been?
When?
Since you went away.
Oh, everywhere. I think I should like a little wine.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, it was damp coming through the woods. You ought to have those stones painted white where the paths cross. I nearly fell flat on my face.
Is that your coach on the road?
Yes. I left it there because I wished to surprise you.
You've succeeded.
I'm glad. It all looks the same as ours. Who's that in the portrait?
My wife.
Poor dear. She looks wretched.
She's dead.
Perhaps that's why.
Eloise.
The spinet is new.
Yes.
Oh, and the curtains. Yeah, I like the curtains.
I'm glad.
Where's my child?
How dare you come back like this?
Like what?
Suddenly, without warning.
I told you. It was a surprise.
It's infamous.
Oh, don't be silly.
Silly?
Yes, silly. You're behaving like an idiot.
I can't believe it's possible.
That's quite natural.
You have the effrontery.
Where's my child?
Why should you care?
You've deteriorated, Raoul.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you always used to be so beautifully poised. Oh, I admit you had the temper of a fiend, but your self-control was admirable. You seem to have lost it.
I'm outraged by your presence here.
No, mind.
I do mind. I mind more than I've ever minded anything before. Will you please go?
Certainly not.
I insist.
Quite useless. Where's my child?
Your child is dead.
Dead? It's not true.
I mean, she's dead as far as you are concerned.
Oh. Oh, I see. How dare you frighten me like that?
You renounced all claims on her?
Never. I renounced all claims on you.
That's the same thing.
Oh, no, it isn't.
She's mine.
And mine.
She's been brought up as belonging to my wife, and I don't intend her to know the truth ever.
And what if I tell her?
You wouldn't dare.
She's well and happy.
Yes?
Splendid.
What is the object of this surprise?
Don't you know?
I'm waiting to be enlightened.
I've come back to you, dear.
So I see.
For good.
What?
Aren't you going to kiss me?
No.
Very well. There's lots of time. I'm only 42.
I don't wish you to come back to me.
How inhospitable.
Go away.
I will not.
I am completely unaware of your existence.
That's ridiculous with me sitting plumb in front of you.
You should be ashamed.
I am bitterly ashamed of you.
I can't help that.
Yes, you can. You're behaving disgracefully. You haven't even offered me anything to eat.
I didn't know you were hungry.
I'm not.
Would you like a little fruit to take away with you?
I've told you several times. I'm not going away.
Your coming here at all is in the worst possible taste.
Wait a moment. Let me find it. Ah. Do you remember this?
What is it?
I'll read it to you.
I don't wish to hear it.
That doesn't matter. You're going to.
Eloise, once and for all.
Beloved. Oh, my beloved. Blah, 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 blah. Wait, here.
Yeah.
If ever in life you are in trouble, if ever in life you are weary and alone, come back to me. I shall always, always be waiting. You have broken my heart, but blah, 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 blah. I love you now and forever. Raoul. There.
Are you in trouble?
No.
Weary and alone?
Yes.
Nonsense.
Can't you see how weary and alone I am?
No, I can't.
Well, old age has obviously dulled your perceptions.
You've never been alone before.
That's beside the point.
I refuse to wrangle with you any further.
I don't want you to wrangle with me. I want you to be loving and chivalrous and sweet.
Oh, my God.
Raoul.
Go away, please.
Raoul.
What is it?
Aren't you pleased to see me again at all?
I don't know what to do.
Look at me.
No.
Please. Have I changed so very much?
You left me when I needed you. I'll never forgive you.
You had already forgiven me when you wrote that letter.
That letter was a moment of insanity.
You wrote it because you loved me.
Why did you leave me knowing that?
I'll tell you one day.
You're tired of me?
No.
No, I'm tired of you. I've been tired of you for years. Tired of the memory of you.
Oh, dear Raoul. I'm so glad my memory worried you.
You've come back too late.
Why?
I'm a very different man from the one you knew.
Oh, not so very different?
I am, I tell you.
Well, very well. But don't jump at me.
I am absolutely contented. My life is peaceful and happy. I don't wish to be disturbed.
My dear, I wouldn't disturb you much.
You disturb a saint.
Oh, that can only be proved when I meet one.
Won't you listen to reason?
By all means.
The past is dead.
Oh, I'm not concerned with the past. But with the future.
Your own future?
Certainly.
What have I to do with that?
I've reached an age when I desire to be cherished.
Why should I cherish you?
I thought you might like to.
You were wrong.
Well, there's no need to be so vehement.
If I loved you still, it would be different.
But you don't?
No.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
How sad life is.
Don't cry.
But I'm not really crying. It's just the shock of seeing you again.
You don't love me anymore?
Yes, I do.
Eloise.
Madly.
What?
Violently. That's why I came back.
You're lying.
How distrustful you've grown.
With every reason.
Why? Did your wife desert you too?
No, but she changed me.
Oh, she did she?
She was a good woman.
Thank you.
Why do you say thank you?
For the charming implication in your tone.
I didn't mean that.
Yes, you did. She certainly changed you. You were never ungallant before.
I was immoral and loose living, a miserable sinner.
And I, your partner.
If you will have it, yes.
Again, I thank you.
I'm sorry.
Did you tell her about me?
No, I never told anyone.
How did you explain Adrienne?
I said she was my daughter by someone who had died.
And that satisfied
you? Yes.
Did you love her?
Yes.
Passionately?
Yes.
Oh, Raoul. Oh, that portrait. Oh, no, you couldn't have.
How dare you laugh?
I can't help it.
Have you no decency?
No. Oh, no, not passionately. Dutifully. Never passionately.
Stop. Stop, you wicked woman. I command you to stop.
Oh, Raoul, my poor Raoul.
Get out of my sight.
Never. It would be inhuman to leave you again.
I don't want you. You are vile.
You mustn't shout like that.
Get out. Get out. Get out. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say.
It's me you love. You always have.
No, I tell you, no.
Be careful.
Why should I be careful?
I might take you at your word.
I never wish to see you again.
You were always insanely stubborn.
I cast you out of my mind years ago.
Liar.
It's true. My wife died and left me a heritage.
A heritage?
Yes. I'm not afraid to say it. She showed me the error of my ways. I've already told you. I'm no longer the man you once knew. She bequeathed me faith and peace, nobility of purpose.
Did she take the heart out of you, too?
She made me realize the truth.
What truth?
That the renunciation of shallow pleasure was the only way in which to atone for my sins in the past.
And you relegated me among the sins of your past?
Yes.
You see no noble qualities in me anywhere because I gave myself to you and loved you and bore you a daughter.
Our union was unblessed by the church.
And whose fault was that?
Eloise!
Eloise!
Father! What's happening? Is anything the matter?
Go back to bed.
Father!
Go back to bed, I say.
Oh, but you're trembling.
Do as I tell you, Adrian.
Here. Take some wine, there. Quickly.
Do you defy me?
Drink it, Father, and calm yourself. Won't you tell me what has happened?
Nothing has happened. Where is Father Clement?
In bed.
Call him.
I want to talk to you. That's why I came down.
Not now.
Something is wrong. Why won't you tell me?
Look, Adrian. Look there. At that portrait.
Yes, Father.
Your noble mother?
Yes, Father.
Guard her memory in your heart always.
Very well, Father.
She loved you.
No, Father.
What do you mean?
Oh, she was always quite kind, but she never loved me.
Adrian, do you know what you're saying?
Yes, Father.
You wicked, ungrateful girl.
Father, what is the matter?
I'm shocked, immeasurably shocked.
You're the only one I have to turn to. And even you don't seem to have cared for me so much lately.
I don't understand.
But I'm turning to you now in the hope that you will understand.
What are you talking about?
I don't wish to marry Miguel.
Adrian.
I don't love him as much as I should. He's kind and affectionate, and I'm very fond of him, but I don't love him.
Why have you never said this before?
Oh, I have, but you would never listen. I've grown afraid of you lately.
Is everybody crazed tonight?
I don't love him.
What do you know of love?
A good deal, Father.
Adrian, what do you mean by that?
I love Jacques Rijard, and he loves me.
Wretched girl.
I'm not a wretched girl.
He shall leave my service immediately.
Father.
Young puppy, upstart.
Oh, you wouldn't. You couldn't be so unkind. It isn't his fault.
He goes tomorrow.
Oh, Father, please.
I'll hear no more of this. You were betrothed this very night to the son of my oldest friend. And you shall marry him, and what is more, love him. I wish it. His father wishes it. Your dead mother wished it.
She wouldn't mind one way or another.
Adrian.
She wouldn't. You know she wouldn't. She never cared for me. She never cared for you. She only loved herself and God and Father Clément. You keep on pretending all the time, and it's not fair. You pretend that Mother adored me, and she didn't. You pretend that Miguel and I love each other, and we don't. And you pretend that you love me and have my happiness at heart, and you don't. You don't. You can't have. Otherwise, you wouldn't insist on making me marry when I don't want to. You used to be so kind and dear. And you used to laugh and make jokes. But now you never do. You only frown and pray and pretend. I won't guard Mother's memory in my heart. I hated her. And I won't marry Miguel. You can send me to a convent if you like, and you'll pretend it's for my good, and I shall die. And it will serve you right. Oh, what's that?
It can't be.
Oh, Father.
Go to bed at once.
I'm frightened.
I'll talk to you in the morning.
But who is it at this time of night?
Go to bed. You must go to bed.
Father, forgive me. I didn't mean all I said. I'm so unhappy.
Madame la Marquise de Castelnau.
Monsieur le Comte de Briac?
Please
forgive this sudden intrusion of a complete stranger, but I'm in great distress. The wheel has come off my coach, and I crave your hospitality for the night for myself and my maid.
Madame, I
understand that it's several miles to the nearest village. I'm a stranger in these parts. Please, have pity on me.
Madame, I am exceedingly sorry, but I cannot do what you ask. Be quiet, Adrian. Accept my humblest apologies.
But of course, monsieur. I quite understand.
Madame.
Be quiet, Adrian.
No, I will walk to the village, or perhaps my coachman can procure help.
Forgive my father, madame. He is not very well this evening.
I see that clearly. I would never have intruded had I known.
We have no room, madame.
The chateau seems so large from the outside, but there, the moonlight is very deceptive, is it not?
The chateau is large. We have ample room. Hubert?
Mademoiselle?
Conduct Madame la Marquise to the guest chamber beneath mine and wake my maid.
I forbid it.
Hubert? I'm so very sorry to trouble you.
For Madame la Marquise, nothing is a trouble.
Thank you.
My daughter is perfectly right. I apologize, madame.
Oh, please don't. There's nothing so upsetting as being taken by surprise, is there?
Adrienne?
Oh, Miguel.
I got your notion, rode over at once. What's happened?
The worst. Father knows everything.
How does he know?
I told him.
You?
Yes, last night. I lost my head. I thought he'd understand.
It was very, very foolish.
I know. Oh, what am I to do?
What did he say?
He was terribly angry. And then a strange lady arrived asking shelter for the night, and he refused. And I defied him and gave her the guest room, and now he'll never forgive me. He's ordering Jacques out of his service now. They're both in the library. I shall never see him again. Oh, Miguel, I'm desperate, desperate.
I'll go in and talk to him.
Oh, no, no, that would only make matters worse.
You say he's sending Jacques away?
Yes, immediately. Today.
I shall talk to Father.
Oh, no, no, he wouldn't understand either.
Well, he might. He can manage your father better than anyone else.
No one can manage him when he's in a temper like this.
Well, it's your only chance. I'll ride straight back now.
But he wants us to be married, too.
Yes, but he's not hard-hearted. I think I could talk him round.
No, Miguel.
Oh, there, to cheer up.
I can't bear it.
Well, I won't marry you, I promise you, whatever happens.
Oh, how kind you are.
I mean it. I'm far, far too fond of you.
And I of you.
Yes, well, don't cry any more now.
Very well, I'll try not to.
Courage. Be brave.
Dear Miguel.
Right, leave it to me. Everything will be all right.
Jacques.
I'm going away.
Today?
Yes.
Oh, you mustn't. You can't.
I must. Your father's right.
What do you mean?
I'm nobody.
Jacques.
I'm an upstart. Today, even to look at you.
Don't talk like that.
It's true. I've nothing to offer you. No money, no position, nothing.
What does that matter? You love me.
I'm not going to love you.
Jacques, don't. Please don't say that.
You'll never see me again.
Oh, I shall love you until I die.
No, when I'm gone, you'll forget me and marry Miguel and live happily ever after.
Never, never.
Your father made me see what a fool I've been.
How can you be so weak?
It's your happiness that counts.
Happiness?
Yes, in the future. Now doesn't matter. It's only the future that matters.
That's not true.
Oh, don't make it so dreadfully difficult for me. This is goodbye.
Oh, no, no.
It must be.
Not yet. Wait a little. We'll think of a plan. Miguel will help. He's talking to his father now. Go upstairs and pack your things and have everything in readiness if you must, but don't go.
Adrienne, you don't understand. My pride forbids me.
Oh, someone's coming. Come out onto the terrace. Quickly, quickly.
I think...
Yes, madame?
It looks more comfortable than the others.
A little, madame. The house is a trifle old-fashioned, I'm afraid.
Yes, madame.
You're a great comfort to me, Alice. I do hope you're going to be happy here.
Are we going to stay long, madame?
Indefinitely. Ring that bell, will you? I wish to speak to the majordomo.
Anything further, madame?
No, that will be all. Oh, you might unpack a little more.
Yes, madame.
You rang, madame?
Yes, Hubert. There are several things I wish to know. You haven't written to me for ages.
I didn't know where you were, madame.
I sent you my address at Saint-Cloud.
I mislaid it, madame.
How careless. But never mind. Your master seems sadly changed.
Yes, madame.
Is he happy?
No, madame.
He needs cheering up. I think it's high time I came back.
I have missed you very much, madame.
Thank you, Hubert. And Mademoiselle Adrienne, is she happy?
Well, yes and no.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, she's too young to be completely happy.
I see. In love.
Yes, madame.
Oh, may I be guilty of remarking that time seems to pass surprisingly quickly.
It certainly does, madame.
I feel so very, very strange.
I hope pleasantly so, madame.
Oh, yes. Quite. Thank you. Oh, good gracious, Father Clement.
Madame la Marquise? Monsieur le Comte told me that you were here.
How kind. That will do, Hubert, for the present.
Thank you, madame.
Will you have a little chocolate?
No, thank you.
Well, it's extremely good. Are you permanent here or only temporary?
I am Monsieur le Comte's confessor.
Well, I'm sure he has deplorably little to confess. It must be so discouraging for you.
I trust you slept well.
Beautifully, thank you. Oh, I hope my late arrival last night didn't disturb you.
Not at all.
Will you have some fruit?
No, thank you.
Won't you sit down?
No, thank you.
What would you like to do?
You are an old acquaintance of Monsieur le Comte?
What a leading question.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, pray don't apologize.
Have you any news of your coach?
None. I'd forgotten all about it.
Perhaps it is repaired by now.
Who knows?
Your coachman.
He's very unreliable.
Have you ever visited these parts before?
Several times. I'm an insatiable traveller.
Shall I dispatch a groom to the village to make inquiries?
What sort of inquiry?
About your coach.
Oh, my coach.
Monsieur le Comte asked me to see that you had everything you desired.
How charming of him.
He deeply regrets being unable to bid you goodbye.
Is he still unwell?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Perhaps he will be better by the time I leave.
I doubt it, madame.
How unfortunate. What is he suffering from, exactly?
A bad headache.
Then we must all be very quiet, mustn't we?
At your service, madame.
Ah, what a lovely morning. Isn't it, mademoiselle?
Beautiful.
I was awakened quite early by the birds.
So sorry.
Oh, not at all. I love birds. Won't you present me?
Monsieur Richard, Madame la Marquise de Castournel.
I'm charmed to meet you, monsieur.
Enchanted, madame.
Monsieur Richard is my father's secretary.
How dreadful.
You mustn't be angry with father. He was not himself last night.
Well, your sweetness made up for everything. Oh,
thank you, madame.
If you will excuse me, madame, I have some business to attend to.
Certainly. Come. Come and sit by me a little, won't you?
If you will forgive me, I...
Please.
Very well.
You are the only one who has not made me feel an outrageous intruder. I want to know about you.
What do you wish to know?
Oh, lots of absurd, trivial things. For instance, how old are you?
18.
Do you like me?
Like you? Why, yes, of course.
Oh, I'm so glad. I want you to. Was that your mother?
Yes.
She died?
Yes, 2 years ago.
You're not very like her.
No. I sometimes think I must be a changeling.
What?
Oh, I don't know what made me say that.
Do you miss her?
Yes. One always misses people when they die.
Oh, I suppose you think I'm impertinent.
Impertinent? Oh, no, no, not at all.
I'm very interested in you.
In me? It's very, very kind of you.
You're unhappy, aren't you?
Why do you ask that?
I feel you are, somehow.
How strange.
Is it?
I like you being interested in me.
Mm-hmm. It must be lonely for you here with only your father and that priest.
Yes, it is, sometimes.
And of course, there's that charming young secretary.
Yes, Jacques Richard. He's very nice.
You love him terribly, don't you?
Madame.
Oh, please, forgive me.
But I...
Oh, my dear, don't be unhappy.
I'm not unhappy.
There. I'm so sorry. I trespassed too far.
It's all right. Really, I'm very silly. I've been silly all the morning.
It isn't silly to be in love.
I'm betrothed.
Betrothed?
Yes.
To whom?
Miguel de Santaguano. His father is an old friend of my father's, and I love Jacques, and... Oh, dear. I keep on crying. It's so ridiculous. What's the use of tears, anyhow? I'm ashamed of being so stupid. Please forgive me.
Tears are wonderfully comforting sometimes.
They're humiliating.
Oh, you mustn't feel that with me. I'm your friend.
Are you? Are you really?
Didn't you know?
Yes, I think I did. From the first. I'd never have defied father like that if I hadn't felt...
What? What did you feel?
I don't know. You seemed familiar. I felt a sort of pang. It was strange. I couldn't have borne it if father had turned you away.
My dear.
Don't go away just yet.
Do you hate this Miguel?
No, he's a dear. And he's promised me secretly not to marry me. Father's sending Jacques away today.
Yeah, shh, shh. No, don't cry anymore.
Adrian.
Oh,
Good morning.
Adrienne, will you come into the library, please? I want to talk to you.
Adrienne is upset. I think it would be better for her to go and lie down.
Adrienne?
I wish to speak to you anyhow. Run along, Adrienne.
Madame, do you realize that you are deliberately suggesting that my daughter should disobey me?
Perfectly. If she hadn't disobeyed you last night, I should have languished in the road. It's a habit that should be encouraged.
I bow to your better judgment.
That is uncommonly polite of you. Come and talk to me later, Adrienne.
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you.
Well?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You will be pleased to hear that I slept excellently.
Did you?
You know, now that I see you in the daylight, you appear to have aged considerably.
I don't intend to lose my temper.
I didn't know you'd found it.
Will you please leave this house?
No.
I'm afraid I must insist.
Very well. Go on.
I do insist.
Well, now that's failed. Try something else.
Eloise.
Ah.
I beg of you.
That's better.
I implore you.
Now, don't overdo it.
Please go away.
Why should I?
You went out of my life forever 15 years ago.
16?
15.
I went out of your life forever in September 1719. I remember perfectly. That's why I came back in September. It rounds it off so nicely.
Why did you never come back before?
Well, you were married and I was married.
What?
Well, your amazement is not very flattering.
Whom did you marry?
The Marquis de Castornel. He was very sweet. We lived at Saint-Cloud, a delightful house overlooking the river. Are you fond of the river?
In what way?
I was fond of it.
No, not particularly.
Oh, what a pity.
Where is your husband now?
With your wife, I expect.
Please don't speak like this.
Oh, I didn't mean it in delicacy.
Did you love him?
Mind your own business.
You've no right to force your way into my house after all these years.
Why not?
It's abominable.
But I have a perfect right to come back here, if only to see my child, and I intend to stay just as long as I choose.
Very well. I shall take Adrienne away.
I shall come too.
I shall send Father Clement to reason with you.
You've already sent him once this morning, and it was a dismal failure.
What do you hope to gain by all this?
That's my affair.
You said last night you loved me.
Passionately.
That's a lie.
Oh, very modest.
I suppose you think I love you, too.
Madly.
Well, I don't.
Ah, how little we know ourselves.
What do you want? Tell me, what do you want?
I told you last night. I want to be cherished.
You can seriously sit there and say you want to be cherished.
Yes, dear.
Well, you're mad. That's all stark, staring mad.
Why don't you give up the struggle, Raoul, and be pleasant?
You want to break up my home and my happiness and my peace of mind.
Well, you don't appear to have much happiness or peace of mind, and your home is extremely uncomfortable.
Leave it.
That would be ungracious.
Leave it. Leave it. I command you.
No, it never used to be uncomfortable. I'm afraid you've let things slide, rather, since your marriage. There's a great patch of wet on the guest room ceiling.
How dare you?
And some of these chairs appear to me to be falling apart.
How dare you, I say. How dare you?
Oh, you should learn to accept criticism without losing control. I'm only mentioning these things out of sheer goodwill.
You're a she-devil.
Not so loud.
It's shameful, infamous.
I haven't examined the gardens yet. I expect everything's overgrown with weeds.
What is your object in all this? What do you want? Money?
I should love some. Money's always useful.
May God forgive you.
What for?
Your wickedness.
I'm not wicked.
You've come to torture me.
You're torturing yourself by being so obstinate. You're really delighted to see me.
I'm not.
You were always far too tenacious. You should have learned to give in more by this time. You can't beat me down. I know you too well.
I will beat you down. You're shallow and frivolous and sinful. You shall not enter my life again.
I have entered your life again.
You shall leave it. I have the church behind me now.
Oh, meaning Father Clement. Oh, come, come, Raoul.
Father Clement stands between me and the world I detest.
Father Clement knows when he's well off, he'll stand between you and the world just as long as he gets good food and lodging.
The baseness you see in others is nothing but the reflection of your own soul.
I never thought of that. Oh, Raoul.
It's high time you began to think of it.
Am I so very vile and depraved?
Yes, you are.
You used not to think so.
You can atone by leading a better life.
Oh, my life is a model of restraint as it is.
I doubt it.
How do you know that the baseness you see in me is not the reflection of your soul?
Not very convincing, I'm afraid.
Why not? We can never judge ourselves. It's silly to try.
What do you hope to gain, ultimately, by this prevarication?
shelter from the world I detest.
Oh, you're impossible.
It's you who are impossible. You wish to toss me aside like a worn-out glove.
Nothing of the sort.
Drive me out of your house alone, bereft of my child, bereft of your protection. No one to turn to. How could you be so cruel?
That doesn't deceive me at all.
Well, it wasn't meant to, really. It's merely my view of the situation.
You can go back to St. Cloud.
I've sold the house. You see, I made sure that you would welcome me with open arms.
Why should you imagine that?
Wait a moment.
Give me the damn letter.
Yes, Raoul.
There.
Oh, dear. Oh, so sorry. That was the dressmaker's bill.
Keep it. Keep it. And to hell with you.
Man, what are you creeping about like that for?
I'm going away.
Without saying goodbye?
I'm sorry, madame. It's urgent that I leave quickly.
Come here a moment. Let me look at you.
Madame, I...
How old are you?
24.
Where are you going?
Paris.
To work?
I hope so.
Do you believe in self-sacrifice?
Madame, I...
Answer me. Do you?
Yes, I do.
You're wrong. It's one of the most sterile forms of self-indulgence in the world.
I would prefer not to discuss it, if you don't mind.
Will you do me a great favor?
What sort of favor?
Don't go away just yet.
Madame, I very much regret, but I must.
Well, go and say goodbye to Adrienne first.
I don't understand.
You understand perfectly well. It is cruel and cowardly to leave her without a word.
Madame, if you will forgive me saying so...
It's no affair of mine. I quite see your point. But I happen to have Adrienne's interest very much at heart. I don't wish her to be made needlessly unhappy.
Monsieur le Comte has ordered me to go.
Oh, he's ordered me to go, too, several times. You mustn't worry about that.
My pride forbids me.
Rubbish. Love is more important than pride.
Love?
Yes. You love Adrienne, and she loves you. She told me all about it. You seem sincere and honest, but incurably romantic. Now, romance is all very well in its place. But not when you allow it to stand between you and your heart's desire. You'll be far more useful staying here with Adrienne than gallivanting about the world, eating your heart.
I could only bring her unhappiness. It's better she should forget me.
You distrust her love for you?
What do you mean?
Will you forget her?
Never, never, as long as I live.
Well, then, she won't forget you either. If she loves you enough, and you'll both be miserable. What's the good of that?
Oh, please, madame, let me go now.
I may be able to help you both. If only you do what I tell you. Go upstairs and wait, please.
But, madame...
Please, someone is coming. Promise me you won't go without letting me know. Now, promise me.
Very well, I promise.
Monsieur le Duc de Sant'Aguano.
Thank you, Hubert.
Ah, oh, stubborn.
You... You!
Oh, my dear. After all these years, I thought you were in Spain or dead.
But I can't believe it.
Tell me, Esteban, dear, tell me, how is my child?
Well and happy. He's grown into a splendid young man. He's here, just nearby. My chateau is just across the valley.
And your wife, what of her?
She died years ago.
Oh, my dear, forgive me. Oh, I really must sit down. I feel quite upset.
Well, what are you doing here?
I don't know exactly.
I never realized that you and Raoul knew one another.
My coach broke down last night. Late. Monsieur de Vriac sheltered me for the night.
Oh, if only I'd known.
Tell me more about François.
Miguel.
Miguel?
Yes. My family and my wife insisted that he should be called Miguel after my great-uncle. My wife refused to acknowledge him unless I agreed. I was so dazed and unhappy when they forced us apart. I didn't care what happened.
Miguel?
Yes. Oh, are you angry? Oh. I've tried to find you several times, but it was useless.
You have betrothed my son to Mademoiselle Adrienne?
Yes, they're old playmates.
No. Oh, no. This is too much.
What on earth's the matter?
Just come and help me. I shall be better soon.
But Eloise, I...
No, it's just the shock of seeing you again, so unexpected.
Oh, please, please try to control yourself.
How long have you known Monsieur de Briac?
3 years. Nearly all my life. Longer than I've known you. He was sent to Spain in 1711. I was only a sub-lieutenant. We were in Sevilla together and afterwards to Lledo and Barcelona. And then he went back to France. And I met you.
Did you ever tell him about me?
Never. The memory of you has been my life's secret.
Oh, Esteban.
How long ago it all seems.
I expect it was for the best, our parting.
I've often wondered.
No, your family were right, according to their lights. I was only a second-rate actor.
Never. You were wonderful.
I married too, you know.
When?
Oh, not for years afterwards. I am the Marquise de Castornel.
We might have met at court, just think.
Unlikely, as my husband's dreadfully retiring.
Is he dead now?
Yes, quite.
Alone in the world?
Yes.
So am I. Or at least I shall be when Miguel marries.
I must see him.
You shall. Today.
He doesn't know, either?
No.
I see. He never shall. Oh, I do hope I'm not going to be unhappy.
It would be different if you'd brought him up, but you went away. I've been very, very fond of him.
Dear Esteban.
I think he'd be happier not knowing.
Was your wife kind to him?
Oh, yes, she had to be.
Poor dear.
Why? It was a marriage of convenience. She was quite intelligent about it.
Have you loved anyone since me?
Hundreds.
Oh, did she have lovers too?
I expect so. I never asked.
How comfortable.
When are you leaving here?
I don't know.
Do you like Raoul?
Monsieur de Briac? Mm. Oh, yes, enormously.
How strange to find you again like this in his house.
It is odd, isn't it?
Have you met Adrienne?
Yes. She seems a charming girl.
She is.
I'm so glad.
This is rather a difficult situation, really.
Just a little.
Where are you going?
When?
When you leave here.
I don't know quite.
I mean, where were you travelling to when your coach broke down?
Oh, then. Paris, I suppose.
Suppose?
Don't cross-examine me.
I'm sorry.
I think it'd be as well if we didn't tell Monsieur de Briac that we had met before. You know, it might lead to complications.
What sort of complications?
Oh, I don't know. Fate is very tricky.
Very well.
How far is your chateau from here?
About 7 miles by road.
I may visit you.
Oh, I should be charmed.
I love visiting people.
Eloise.
Yes.
Are you pleased to see me again?
Of course.
How pleased.
Very pleased.
Had you forgotten me?
No, I never forget. Besides, I've got your letter.
You received it then?
Mm. Yes, and I have it here somewhere.
Well, why did you never answer it?
Oh, I thought it was best to leave things as they were. Beloved, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I wonder if my heart will ever mend. Oh, that was a lovely phrase, Esteban. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah, if ever you are in trouble, if ever you are lonely. Oh, dear. I always carry it about with me.
I meant it. Every word.
Dear Esteban, you're as gallant as ever.
Are you in need of protection?
No, dear, thank you.
Well, you can always rely on me.
I know. But I won't. It would be tiresome.
No, it wouldn't.
You got over your love for me years ago.
Oh, why do you think that?
No, come now. It's the truth, you know it.
Well, I shall always be fond of you.
I said love.
Well, after all, I mean, you can't expect me
and
to go
I
on.
Don't, dear. You mustn't upset yourself. I don't love you either.
Well, there you are, then.
Oh, it's much more easy to manage, this.
Quite. You look enchanting.
Do I?
Super.
So do you.
No, I'm grizzly and old and debauched.
Not a bit of it. Your figure's as youthful as ever.
I flatter myself I have kept my figure, more or less.
Has it been a strain?
Yes, at moments.
I, too, have had my struggles.
I should never suspect it.
I must have been lovely as a girl.
You were. How I loved you.
And I, you, first love. Oh, I should have made a splendid courtesan.
Why didn't you?
Well, I was too emotional. I allowed my heart to lead me instead of my head.
Do you regret it?
No. I've been very happy.
Ah, Miss Davidson, good morning.
Good morning, Raoul. I rode over casually to chat with you and had the honor of meeting Madame la Marquise.
I made inquiries about your coach, Madame. It is in perfect condition.
How charming of you.
I myself am leaving for Paris within the hour.
Leaving for Paris?
Yes. I'm taking Adrienne to visit some dressmakers.
A very sudden decision.
Perhaps. Madame, my house is at your service for as long as you desire it.
Are you taking Father Clement with you?
No.
Then I shall certainly stay a little longer. He's such a gay fellow.
The soul of jocularity.
I think we will not discuss him.
You seem rather strange this morning, Ralph.
Monsieur le Comte had a headache. He tells me he's a martyr to them.
A headache in your presence, madame, must surely denote a deficiency of gallantry.
Labored, Esteban. Very labored.
On the contrary, a delightful compliment.
I will leave you, Esteban, to deliver some more.
I must admit I'm puzzled.
Why?
Your manner is so very odd.
My manner is the same as usual.
Then you must change it, Monsieur le Comte.
But I don't understand.
No, it is my fault entirely. I've been very rude this morning. I have insulted Monsieur de Villiers' hospitality. I've made complaints. The house is very badly managed. I'm far too outspoken. It's always been my failing in life. I humbly apologize.
It is of no consequence.
It's absurd, Ralph, to take offense so easily. Oh, you should be ashamed.
There were several mice in my bedroom last night.
No, there were not.
Oh, please, don't be so definite. It might be misconstrued.
My chateau is in a dreadful state of disrepair, madame. I should be so grateful if you would visit it sometime and give me the value of your advice.
I should be charmed.
You will be here alone this evening?
Quite possibly. Oh, except for the support of the church.
Perhaps you would do me the honor of supping with me.
How kind of you.
The kindness would be yours. I am a lonely man.
I accept with pleasure.
A thousand thanks. My coach shall fetch you at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
I shall leave you now, Raoul. I am not wholly unconscious of a certain strain in the atmosphere. Perhaps my departure will alleviate it.
What an enchanting man.
I'm glad you find him so congenial.
Such chivalrous manners, such gallantry.
You must see more of one another.
Oh, doubtless we shall.
Your designs may be more effective with him than with me.
Don't be crude, Raoul.
I hope you will excuse me. I must prepare for the journey.
I haven't thanked you yet for allowing me to stay here. It'll be so peaceful. The country is entrancing at this time of the year.
I hope you will be very comfortable.
Oh, I doubt that, but I'll try.
Goodbye.
Just a moment, Raoul. I wish to ask you a service.
Indeed?
Yes. Will you please allow Adrienne to marry Jacques Rijard as soon as possible?
What?
He is obviously a good and nice young man. I can guarantee him an excellent position in Paris. I still have influence in some quarters.
Have you taken leave of your senses?
Now, keep calm.
Your impertinence is beyond belief.
They are deeply in love.
Rubbish.
I ask you, in the name of many past memories, grant me
this. I refuse to discuss the matter.
If you agree, I'll torment you no further.
I've already taken steps to prevent that.
I might almost go out of your life forever. Please, Raoul, they adore one another. Why shouldn't they be happy?
Adrienne is betrothed to Miguel de Santiguano, and it is he that she shall marry or no one.
She shall not.
How can you prevent it?
Easily, by telling her who I am and taking her away with me.
You wouldn't dare.
I'd dare anything.
It would ruin her life.
I don't want to tell her, yet, anyhow. But if either of us is going to ruin her life, it shall be me. I can ruin it much more happily for her in the long run.
I defy you. You understand? I defy you.
Raoul.
I have no more to say.
We shall see. Alice? Alice?
Madame?
Ask Mademoiselle Adrienne and Monsieur Rijard to come here immediately.
Yes, madame.
And bring me my leather traveling case.
Madame.
My leather traveling case, you understand? Quickly.
Yes. Yes, madame.
Now. The key. There. He's locked in.
Here it is, madame.
Thank you, Alice. Put it on the table. Now, find Father Clement as quickly as you can. Mm-hmm. Say I wish to speak to him urgently. And send Hubert to me.
Yes, madame. What's the matter? What's happening?
You're going on a journey, both of you.
Madame, please explain.
Promise me. Promise me you'll do as I tell you.
But I
promise. Oh, I promise.
Now, just a moment. Before we go any further. Jacques, are your father and mother both living?
Yes.
You sure?
Of course, quite sure.
Oh, I'm so glad. I get so muddled. Hubert?
Yes, madame?
Is Monsieur Le Comte's coach ready to leave for Paris?
Yes, madame. He gave orders for it some time ago.
Good. That's all for the moment.
Yes, madame.
Listen, my dear, you're going to be married.
Married?
Yes,
By force, if necessary.
How? When? Where?
Here and now.
No.
Now, no more ridiculous scruples, please. I will arrange everything. If later, Monsieur le Comte refuses to settle any money on you, I will use my influence to get you a secretaryship in Paris. And I can assure you one thing. It'll be a far better paid job than this one.
But, madame...
Be quiet, Jacques. It's wonderful. Oh, madame, I trust you absolutely. You're an angel from heaven.
Now, whatever happens, keep calm. Don't be surprised at anything, and do what I tell you.
Yes.
You sent for me, madame.
Ah, yes, Father Clement. I want you to do a small service for me.
Service?
Yes, a marriage service.
What right have you to ask me that, madame?
That is beside the point. Will you marry these two young people at once?
Mademoiselle Adrien, do my ears deceive me?
Will you or will you not?
Monsieur Richard.
We both wish it, Father Clement.
Does Monsieur le Comte know of this?
No, and I don't intend him to till it's all over.
I see.
Where are you going?
To tell him of this disgraceful plot.
Oh, no, you're not. He's locked in the library.
Let me pass, madame.
Will you marry these two people?
Certainly not.
Open my leather traveling case, please, Jacques. Thank you. Now.
Pistols? You're mad. You're mad.
Go on. Start.
Help! Help! Monsieur Comte, help! Help!
Unless you start the marriage service immediately, I shall shoot you. I shall just aim at both legs. It'll be very, very painful, but not mortal.
Help! It's infamous. Help!
Unless you started by the time I count three, I shall shoot.
I...
Now then. Oh! Don't worry, the door's locked. Go on. One. Two.
Ego. Ego, coniugo vos in matrimonium.
Yes.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Hubert.
Yes, Monsieur le Comte?
This pie is disgusting.
In what way, Monsieur le Comte?
In every way. The pastry is heavy, the apples are undercooked, and there are cloves in it.
There are always cloves in apple pie, Monsieur le Comte.
The meat is disgusting, too.
I'm very sorry, Monsieur le Comte.
Give me some cognac. I wish to get drunk.
Yes, Monsieur le Comte.
Sit down.
Yes, Monsieur le Comte.
You shall drink with me.
Yes, Monsieur le Comte.
I'll give you a toast. To hell with everything.
To hell with everything.
Mm-hmm. Another toast.
Do you think it wise, sir? You haven't drunk seriously for a long time.
I don't care.
You well, Monsieur le Comte?
Debauchery, that's the thing, unbridled debauchery.
Yes, Monsieur le Comte.
Are there any women in the village?
Oh, several, Monsieur le Comte, I believe.
I have the worst possible motives for wishing to see crowds of women.
I am glad Father Clement has gone, Monsieur le Comte.
What has that to do with it?
He would not have approved.
That's why he has gone.
I understand, Monsieur le Comte.
You propose a toast now, Hubert.
I, Monsieur le Comte?
Yes, go on.
Madame la Marquise de Questonel.
Stop.
I'm sorry, Monsieur le Comte.
Why do you do that?
Her name sprang to my lips. I apologize.
Sentimentalist.
Madame la Marquise is such a romantic figure.
No, hard as iron, hard and unrelenting.
Forgive me, Monsieur le Comte, if I venture to disagree with you.
No one has any right to be romantic after a certain age.
Madame la Marquise will never be old.
Why should you torment me, too?
I torment you, Monsieur le Comte? Nothing could be further from my thoughts.
Everyone torments me. Everyone defies me. I made a laughing stock.
Oh, please don't upset yourself, Monsieur le Comte.
You have courage. I will say that for you.
That is another thing you have lost with your youth, Monsieur le Comte. Courage.
What do you mean?
You are afraid of yourself.
Get out of my sight.
Very well, Monsieur le Comte.
Please stop. Why did you never tell me all this before?
You wouldn't have listened, Monsieur le Comte.
Am I such a fool?
Oh,
please, I...
You know me longer than anyone else, answer me.
May I have a little more cognac?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now then, my fool.
Yes, Monsieur le Comte.
What remedy do you suggest?
Oh, allow me, Monsieur le Comte.
Well, that is no remedy. A few moments back, you were advising me against it.
A little warms the heart, Monsieur le Comte.
Oh, that's it, is it? I'm cold-hearted.
Yes, Monsieur le Comte.
And stubborn, I suppose, and disagreeable.
Yes, Monsieur le Comte.
Splendid, magnificent. What else?
Middle age.
How dare you?
You are at the crossroads. You must either grow older or younger.
See who it is, Hubert.
Yes, Monsieur le Comte.
Crossroads. I beg your pardon?
You're middle-aged, too.
What's the matter?
Nothing is the matter.
What are you talking about?
Choice of evils, my friend, that's all.
I thought you were going to Paris.
I am. The city of sin. I long for it.
My dear Raoul.
Vivid scarlet sin. It warms one up, you know.
You grow more and more peculiar each time I enter this house.
Stephen?
Hmm?
Sevilla East. Hurrah!
Hurrah.
Have some?
No, not just now. I want to know what's happened.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Oh, thank you. I understand perfectly.
I'm a fool, a middle-aged, stubborn, disagreeable fool.
Excellent. Also hysterical and apparently drunk.
Not yet.
Where is everybody?
Scattered. Leaves on the wind.
Wouldn't you like to sit down?
Yes, very much.
Well, do so.
There. You satisfied?
No. Why are you drunk?
I'm not very.
You are?
Don't bully me.
Where is Madame la Marquise?
St. Cloud. Charming house overlooking the river. Do you like the river?
No, I do not.
Neither do I. It's enervating, I fear. Sadly, enervating.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Raoul, do pull yourself together.
Never again. I've been together too long.
Now listen to me. You must try quite quietly to explain.
Certainly.
Well, go on, then. I'm waiting.
How old are you?
46.
Allow me to congratulate you. You don't look a day over 35.
Well, never mind about that. Go on.
The whole affair is very unfortunate.
What affair?
Being middle-aged.
Will you or will you not explain?
No, don't be so restless, Stephen. It worries.
Well, what has taken place in this house since I left this morning?
Catastrophe. Regeneration.
Oh.
Disaster. Fulfillment.
Hubert! My poor, poor Raoul. Ah, Hubert, some strong black coffee.
It is already brewing, Monsieur Le Duc.
Good. Where is Madame la Marquise?
She has left, Monsieur Le Duc.
Left?
Yes, this afternoon.
Where is Father Clement?
He has left too, Monsieur Le Duc.
And Mademoiselle Adrienne?
She went to Paris with Monsieur Richard.
With Monsieur Richard?
Yes, they were married at 1 o'clock.
Married? Are you mad?
No, Monsieur Le Duc.
Oh, that will do, you, Hubert. Bring some coffee as soon as possible.
Yes, Monsieur Le Duc.
Hubert is my only friend in the world.
What does this mean?
Faithful and true, true as steel. Toledo, Esteban. Do you remember Toledo?
Perfectly.
So do I.
No.
Bigoted.
No,
bigoted, that's what you are.
You've had enough.
Too much, Stephen. Ah, far too much.
The coffee will pull you round.
You must never leave me, Stephen. I am devoted to you.
Good.
You are so gay and carefree. It's very stimulating.
I'm glad.
Life, Stephen, is nothing but a game of seesaw.
What?
I said life is a game of seesaw.
Oh, yes.
One is either up or down. I have been down for years.
And now you're up?
Yes, high up I am, sitting on a cloud. I know all there is to know, and I forgive everybody.
Well, that is exceedingly magnanimous of you.
I forgive my wife. Do you hear, Elaine? I forgive you freely. You traded on my loneliness and my weakness. And you married me relentlessly. But I forgive you. Having achieved the protection of my name and the uninspired but solid comfort of my home, you forsook me utterly and rushed with wanton enthusiasm to the arms of your true love, the Church. Your theories were above reproach, but your practices were unfriendly. You were virtuous and noble according to your lights. Alas, those lights were completely obscured by the dreariness of your conversation. In fact, my dear, dear Elaine, you were a determined and unmitigated bore. But I forgive you. There, Miss Devon, help me. What? Help me take it down.
Raoul, what are you doing?
Help me take down the portraits. That's right. Now, face downwards on the floor. There. At last I have the courage.
The coffee, Monsieur Le Duc.
Ah, thank you, Hubert. I'll pour it out.
Very good, Monsieur Le Duc.
Here, drink this.
Your personality is so dominant that I have no choice but to obey. But please understand it is with the very greatest reluctance.
Go on, drink it.
Goodbye, paradise.
Fool's paradise.
It's very hot.
Good.
I suppose I'd better have some more.
By all means.
Just like old times.
Extremely.
That thought rejuvenates me more than the coffee.
Well, for God's sake, dwell on it.
You mustn't be cross with me. I've been sorely tried.
Drink it up now. Well, we'll have a little fresh air, I think.
Be careful.
Why?
The moon.
What about the moon?
It's very dangerous.
Oh. There.
There are lights on the road.
I don't see any.
There, through the trees.
Oh, some coach, I expect.
Fate never gives second chances.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing.
Now, is what Hubert said true?
Everything Hubert says is true. It's quite uncanny.
He says Adrienne is married to Jacques Richard.
Correct.
Why did you allow it?
I didn't. They locked me in the library. She let me out when it was all over.
She?
Eloise.
Eloise?
Don't keep repeating everything I say. It's infuriating.
What do you mean by calling her Eloise?
It's her name, isn't it?
Well, considering that you met for the first time only last night...
I've known her for years.
Why didn't you say so?
It's my life's secret.
Why should it be?
She is Adrienne's mother.
What?
She came back to torment me.
But it's not possible.
You don't know her.
Oh, yes, I do.
Not as well as I do.
Just as well.
What do you mean?
It's exceedingly fortunate that Adrienne married Jacques Richard.
What has that to do with it?
Miguel would not have been quite suitable.
Why not?
He's her brother.
Good God.
That is my life secret.
Oh, forgive me, I feel very confused.
Where has she gone?
Eloise?
Yes, of course, Eloise.
I don't know.
Fool. Blundering fool.
I wish I did. I tell her what I thought of her.
Oh, so should I.
She deceived me.
And me. When did you...
Paris, 1716. When did you?
Madrid, 1713.
Quite abominable. I loved her with all my heart.
Infamous, so did I.
Never will I forgive her, never. Never.
No, nor I.
Her memory is ashes in my mouth.
Splendid. From now on, I cast her from my mind. Absolutely.
We'll drink to that.
Very well.
Eloise, to her destruction.
Eloise, to her damnation.
I do hope I'm not intruding.
You?
Yes,
I've been on the terrace for several minutes, waiting for an opportune moment to appear. I seem to have found one.
Very clever.
No, not really. A trifle theatrical, I fear.
I think it would be advisable, Raoul, if you allowed me to handle this unpleasant situation.
On the contrary, I would prefer you to leave it to me.
You are in no condition to manage it with the requisite delicacy.
You are essentially a man of actionist, Abe, and delicacy is beyond you. Please leave us.
Well, while you're fighting it out, I'll take a little coffee. It was cold on the terrace.
I hope you are satisfied.
Oh, it's far too strong. I must speak to the chef.
Eloise, I think it is only fair to tell you that we know all.
All what?
The full extent of your baseness.
Nonsense. I'm not in the least base.
You have betrayed us.
Nothing of the sort.
Lied to us.
I have not. You're behaving like idiots, both of you. But I'm glad you both know all, as Esteban so dramatically puts it. It saves a lot of wearisome explanation and leaves us free to arrive at a satisfactory conclusion.
It's too late.
What conclusion would you consider satisfactory?
Well, I haven't quite decided yet. It's difficult for me to choose. You see, your temperaments are both so very opposite.
Choose? What has that to do with it?
Well, one of you is going to marry me, I suppose.
Marry you?
Naturally.
You must be mad.
Really, Esteban? I expected more chivalry from you. Raoul is different.
You seriously suggest that we should marry?
No, I said one of you. Of course, our children complicate matters dreadfully.
It's shameful.
What is shameful?
Well, for you to be so calm and so callous.
Well, what do you expect me to do? Hurl myself at your feet and scream?
This isn't so possible.
I'm sorry. I'm really rather enjoying it.
Your brazen attitude is appalling.
Come now, Esteban. You're not nearly as angry as you were when I came in.
Yes, I am.
And you, Raoul, haven't you succumbed to my charms in the least?
Nope.
Well, I mustn't lose heart.
Please say what you have to say and be gone.
With Esteban?
Certainly not, by yourself.
I will escort you, if you wish.
Where to?
Ah, at last, a gleam of gallantry.
You'll do nothing of the sort, Esteban.
Mind your own business, Raoul.
Thank you, Esteban.
Traitor.
Not at all. Well, nothing could be gained by rudeness.
I entirely agree with you, Esteban.
Where do you wish to go?
Well, I don't know, really. I believe Switzerland's very attractive at this time of the year.
Partake of the Timbuktu and be damned.
Don't speak to me like that.
False friend, double-faced friend.
You must never drink again, Raoul. It's obviously very bad for you.
Drink? Has Raoul been drinking?
Violently.
For shame, Raoul. What would Father Clément say?
Traitor, dishonorable traitor.
Have a care. You go too far.
Hypocrite!
Oh. Raoul, that was very naughty of you.
At your service. Tomorrow morning, perhaps.
No. No. Here and now. Hubert!
Where shall I sit?
Please leave us.
Leave you? Not for the world. I haven't been fought over for years.
You are not being fought over.
Nonsense, of course I am.
Hubert! My rapier.
Yes, Monsieur le Comte? Have you finished with the coffee?
Quite.
Then I'll clear it away.
We'd better move some furniture, hadn't we?
Eloise, please go.
Never. Here, help me with the cake. Oh, Raoul, dear, those chairs will be dreadfully in the way. Put them over by the window. Oh, that rug, Esteban.
Yes?
It would be so humiliating if you tripped over it. Oh, good gracious, the dust. If you are alive tomorrow, Raoul, you really must engage a housekeeper. Here, Hubert, give the rapier to me.
Madame.
Yes, that's all right. That'll do, Hubert.
Yes, madame.
Here, Raoul. Now, I shall sit on the spinet. Oh, just a moment. Esteban, before you start, would you be very kind and hand me an orange?
Oh.
I can never enjoy witnessing any spectacle unless I'm eating something. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, well done, Raoul. Splendid, Esteban. Look out, there's a piece of orange peel just there. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ah, that's better, Raoul. Really, considering your joint ages, you're doing magnificently. Ah, if only my dear husband were alive. He dearly loved a duel. Stop!
That's enough now.
Stand aside, Eloise. Immediately.
Put down your swords.
Eloise, get out of the way.
Raoul, give me your sword.
I'll do no such thing.
Give it to me at once. I mean it. Give it to me. There.
Eloise.
That's enough, I tell you. You're far too old for this sort of thing. Dueling is for hot-tempered youth, not disgruntled middle age. And it's a ridiculous habit, anyhow.
Raoul insulted me. Honor must be satisfied.
Rubbish. He only slapped your face.
Only slapped my face?
Well, then slap his if you're so annoyed about
it. I'll do no such thing.
Come along. I'll hold him.
No, go away.
Go on, Esteban.
Very well, I will. My God, this is insufferable.
Now then, embrace, both of you.
Never, stand aside.
Embrace, I tell you.
I will if you will, Ralph.
I won't.
Yes, you will. Go on.
This is ludicrous.
Extremely. Go on.
There. Disagreeable ass.
Damn fool.
That's right. Now then, sit down quietly and listen. I have a confession to make.
Eloise, I...
Sit down, please, both of you.
Very well.
Raoul?
I don't wish to hear any more.
Sit down.
I will not sit down.
Well, stand up, then. There. Now, you were both quite right when you accused me of lying to you. I did. Be quiet. I told you that I had been married. I haven't.
What?
You have been the only men in my life, ever. In this depraved age, it's humiliating to admit it, but it's true. When I was young and inexperienced, I met you, Esteban, in Madrid. I loved you desperately, with all the misplaced heroism first love generally inspires. I gave birth to your child and left you because you marrying me would have meant disinheritance by your family and the ruin of your career. That may have been foolish of me, but I don't regret it. 2 years later, I met Raoul in Paris. He was attractive and sweet and loved me passionately. I came to live with him here, where Adrienne was born. The only reason I left you, Raoul, was less romantic but equally understandable. Never, once, during the whole course of our relationship, did you suggest marriage to me.
Eloise.
Don't protest. It was doubtless the fault of your upbringing. You were always faintly snobbish, even in your nicer moments. If I'd been a designing woman, I could have forced your hand. If I had possessed the soul of a courtesan, I could have demanded a settlement. But instead, I chose to earn my living in a more self-respecting manner. Many men since then have made love to me, but none have won me. I preferred to preserve my integrity and wait. And now I have come back, and God help you both.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that one of you is going to house, feed, protect, and adore me until the day I die.
Eloise.
I mean it.
Is all this true?
Perfectly. I have been, technically speaking, a virtuous woman for 16 years.
Why didn't you say so before?
Your manner has not been conducive to intimate confidences.
I'm sorry.
Is that a genuine apology?
Quite.
Esteban, what have you to say?
I don't know. I feel bewildered.
Well, I'm quite content to wait. There's no hurry. Raoul, do you mind if I sleep in Adrienne's room tonight if she's not here?
You can sleep where you like.
Thank you. That guest room, as I said before, is most depressing. What with that loose shutter and beetles.
If you search the house from top to bottom, you'd not find one beetle.
You know best.
Why do you crave our protection now?
Well, I need companionship and domestic security. I have been battered by the world.
Nonsense.
Well, you wouldn't be expected to understand. You were one of the batterers.
You'd better choose which of us you want, hadn't you?
Oh, don't speak so ungraciously, Raoul, just because you happen to be ashamed of yourself.
I shall be very honored if you choose me, Eloise.
Uh-huh. Always the soul of courtesy.
I mean it.
Thank you, Esteban. Come along, Raoul.
There's nothing for me to say.
T-
typical.
For shame, Raoul. You love her, Esteban?
That's not fair.
Do you?
Mind your own business.
There is one condition I wish to state. The one of you who is fortunate enough to win me must inform his child of the identity of his or her mother. The other shall go forever in ignorance. It will be better, I think.
Eloise, will you marry me?
Raoul, after 16 years, this is so sudden.
Eloise, the choice is in your hands.
It's terribly difficult. Couldn't you draw lots or something?
Please be serious.
Why?
Is it all such a tremendous joke?
It is funny.
I don't see it.
Never mind, dear.
I'd do all I could to make you happy.
I know you would, Esteban.
I love you.
There.
Is that true, you think?
Yes.
How very, very odd.
Thank you.
Oh, you know I didn't mean that. I meant that
you should be used to Raoul's self-consciousness by this time.
Do you love him?
Of course.
Then
I don't mind your looking relieved, Esteban.
You're a strange creature.
My dear. Good night.
Good night.
Eloise.
So peaceful here. We still have a lot of time for talking.
I meant what I said. I do love you.
Mm-hmm. That has been obvious since the first moment I came into this house.
I didn't know.
Dear Raoul. I did.
In The Marquise by Noel Coward, Eloise was played by Moira Lister, Raoul by Peter Pratt, and Esteban by Richard Herndl. The rest of the cast was as follows: Adrienne, Elizabeth Proud, Miguel, John Rye, Jacques, Sean Arnold, Father Clément, Malcolm Hayes, Hubert, James Thomason, Alice, Joe Manning Wilson. The play was produced by Betty Davis.